talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that
midnight. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going to go right now to the front lines of history in the making. And a lot of it gets made over a weekend. I'll tell you, just after we went off the air, my show anyway, on Friday, Steve Bannon was indicted for criminal contempt of Congress. Criminal contempt of Congress. That's a crime. Can get you a couple of years in jail, criminal complaint, contempt. You know what his defense was? His defense was that Donald Trump told him to do it. Donald Trump told him to do it. People pointed out that he hadn't worked in the White House since 2017. He hasn't worked there for over 4 years. So what? Donald Trump picks up the phone and goes, hey, commit criminal contempt, and that's okay, that's a defense. No, it's not a defense. And you know this business about executive privilege and whether Trump has executive privilege more than a year after he lost the election? Pretty clear he does not. That's pending in the courts right now. But the fact of the matter is, Bannon had a subpoena to get his carcass in front of the committee. That's separate. That is separate from executive privilege. He physically had to be there. They ask him his name, he has to give it. He does not have an executive privilege, and neither does Trump. But even if he did, he has to answer any questions not directly related to that defense, which is non-existent anyway. He just decided he wouldn't show up. That you can't do. If you get a subpoena to appear before a grand jury or the Congress and you blow it off, you've committed criminal contempt. It's a criminal offense. Now, why during the Trump era, during the various impeachment hearings and investigations leading up to it and so forth, why did all those people blow it off? They blew off subpoenas. They blew off document demands. They blew off subpoenas to personally appear and give testimony. How'd they get away with it? There are three words to explain how they got away with it. Crooked William Barr. Crooked William Barr was the attorney general. Before that, it was Jeff Sessions. And then there were some intermediate people. When you commit criminal contempt and nobody prosecutes you for it, you get away with it. You know, if a tree falls in the forest and there's nobody around to hear it, does it make any sound? Well, yes, it does make a sound, but nobody heard it. In this case, these people all committed criminal contempt. And Crooked William Barr and his predecessors simply refused to prosecute. Trump and his administration were in on holding Congress in contempt. In a podcast that Steve Bannon put out the day before the insurrection, January 5th, he said things like, tomorrow all hell will break loose. Stand by, all hell will break loose. He knew the insurrection was coming. The insurrection was planned. There were meetings in the White House attended by senior officials like Mark Meadows, the chief of staff, and some loyal congressman like Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, who lied when he was asked publicly, when he talked to Trump, what was said. He said he didn't remember. They said, well, on a certain day, did you talk to him? Might have, just don't remember. How many times? Don't remember. Don't remember by a witness who is lying is one way to insulate yourself from a perjury charge. Even if it's absolutely absurd. What did you have for breakfast this morning? I don't remember. As you walked in the room, who did you just talk to? I don't remember. If you say that, the prosecution, if they prosecuted you, have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that you were lying and that you did remember. And human memory is obviously chancy, and people have some fuzzy memories and all that. But you can tell a liar. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan is. Republican officials are. Now, it looks like Mark Meadows is next. Adam Schiff and a few others on the committee said, you know, Mark Meadows is next. He blew it off too. He didn't show up. If he thought there was executive privilege, his obligation is to get his carcass in front of the committee, raise his hand, answer questions that are not related to executive privilege, even though there is no executive privilege for Trump because he's not president. The executive privilege resides in Joe Biden. It resides in Joe Biden. What has the Republican response been to this criminal contempt? What has Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, what has he said, and the rest of them? They said they not only have stood up for Bannon and Meadows, they said there will be payback when we get in. We'll do the same thing to Biden aides. We'll drag them in front of us, try to find a way to get them indicted. That is what it's come down to in the Congress. There isn't a unified Congress anymore. There isn't a Congress like in the old days where people cherish the institution itself. And if somebody issues a subpoena, everybody in that institution expects they will show up. And the minority party or whoever takes the other position can defend their testimony and so on. But the fact that the subpoena issued is beyond question. And in this divided Congress, what's happened is quite to the contrary. Now, why is Bannon doing this? Why is Meadow doing it? Kayleigh McEnany, who had been a spokesperson for Trump, has been subpoenaed and she may not show up. And there are others. They've issued 35 subpoenas. Some have shown up, some haven't. Some have shown up, which is smart, and then either refused to answer certain things or said they don't remember, and that kind of thing they refuse to answer, it's correctable by motion afterwards. But these characters just aren't showing up. Steve Bannon, Mark Meadows, probably Kayleigh McEnany, and a couple of others. They're doing it for a very simple reason. You know, you may think, oh, they're doing it because they're loyal to Donald Trump, partially, but not really. You think that they are willing to spend a year or two in jail? No. And remember one thing. If they're convicted, they can't go, okay, now I'll appear and wipe this clean. No. They go to jail. Then when they get out of jail, they got to go back in front of the committee. Now, here is the real reason why they are doing it. There'll be an election for Congress, the whole House of Representatives, all 435 of them, and for one third of the Senate, 33 or 34 senators. That will occur the first Tuesday in November 2022. It's less than a year away. Put the polls aside. The polls always show that the incumbent president who's being beaten up on this and that, his ratings plunge. Joe Biden's in the 40s. He used to be in the high 50s. There are plenty of presidents who are in the 40s and lower who then got reelected. So put all that aside. We're not talking 2024. We're talking 2022. And the pattern for the foreseeable memory of the measurement of this is that the party that has the presidency, the very next congressional election, loses seats. There have been exceptions. In 1998, there were 6 years into Clinton's presidency. Dems picked up about 8 seats because people were disgusted with the crooked impeachment. It was a bad faith impeachment, crooked impeachment by Ken Starr, and people didn't like it. And we picked up 8 seats, and then Newt Gingrich, the speaker, got thrown out for his incompetence. But I'll tell you what, in 2010, 2 years after Obama got elected, the Democrats lost more than 60 seats. A lot of it was stupid stuff by Obama, supporting the mosque at Ground Zero and things like that, and saying and doing dumb things. But in any event, overall, he was a good president. Didn't do any good. We lost over 60 seats. In 2018, Trump was riding high. Remember, he was the president. You got in with the Russian collusion and Comey getting up and saying that Hillary Clinton was under investigation, even though he was also investigating Trump for colluding with Russia and didn't disclose that. Comey's a treacherous dog. But even then, in 2018, the Republicans lost more than 40 seats. So the book is that the Democrats should lose 6 seats, but they only have something like an 8-seat majority right now. So it's very possible, I hope not likely, that Kevin McCarthy becomes Speaker or some Republican. The reason that Bannon and Meadows and Kayleigh McNamara are doing this is because the minute that the Republicans get in, they will withdraw the subpoenas. And when you withdraw the subpoena, they will argue that it is moot, M-O-O-T, which means that there's no dispute anymore because there is no subpoena. It got withdrawn. So the fact that that Steve Bannon and Mark Meadows initially blew it off, too bad, so sad. That is what is going on. That is why they are delaying. That's why they'll appeal. And that's why they'll try to stick it down the throat of the Congress. And Donald Trump is egging them on. We go to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.